Welcome to Worship Shorts. The Shema is a key part of the morning service. The recitation of the Shema implies that one is taking responsibility for whatever the kingdom of God requires of him. That is because it includes the phrase, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might." And the word might isn't just flexing your muscles when you recite it. It implies all that it is in your power to do. So that would include the ability to exert influence, apply resources, or even to surrender that which is yours. I want to describe what happens in a traditional service. Ours is not traditional, not as traditional as many. And not all Jewish services are traditional. Reform certainly aren't, conservative less so also. But knowing that tradition gives us a starting point, we, as Messianic Jews, believe that we are free to modify as it suits our particular emphasis on the Messiah and on the New Covenant. So immediately before the Shema portion of the morning service, a Chatzi Kaddish, if you remember my talk on Kaddishes, that's a half Kaddish, is prayed. Since the Kaddish is never prayed while sitting, people are already standing for the Baruch Hu, which is officially the beginning prayer of the Shema. The Baruch Hu is followed by a blessing of God for creating light and darkness, who makes peace and all that is created. In some traditions, it is about here that the congregation sits and remains seated until the end when we stand for the Amidah. That's some congregations, not all. This blessing is followed by a prayer of thanksgiving, praise for all that God does and for his uniqueness. Then come liturgical songs, praising God for his many attributes and for his rest and for the Sabbath. Then there is a description of the angels that stand at the summit of the universe proclaiming, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory." And those responding to them say, "Blessed is the glory of Hashem from his place." Does this sound familiar? Yes, we've been seeing that in the Kedusha, haven't we? Reminiscent of the scene described in Isaiah 6. Next is the Ahava Rabba prayer. "With abundant love have you loved us, Hashem our God. With exceedingly great pity have you pitied us." It is during this prayer that we ask God to bring us in peacefulness from the four corners of the earth and lead us with upright pride to our land. It's customary at this point for the men to gather the four corners of the tallit in their left hand, where they are held throughout the Shema. Immediately after the closing blessing, "Blessed are you, Hashem, who chooses his people Israel with love," we cover our eyes with the right hand, many of us, not everybody, in order to concentrate on fulfilling the Shema. The first line of the Shema is recited aloud. Now, in a traditional setting, it's the second line is said softly, but in a Reform setting, they're both said loud. We say them both loud and under the breath if you're reciting it softly. Different denominations do different things, and Ohev's manner of saying the Shema is much more similar to the Reform. Then comes the Vi'ahavta, which we are all familiar with, from Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. This is followed by another passage from Deuteronomy 11, 13 through 21, and one from Numbers 15, 37 through 41. The Numbers passage is the one in which the tzitzit are commanded. The tzitzit are held in the right hand also, and every time the word tzitzit is said, they are kissed. At the end of the Numbers passage, we say aloud, "Adonai Elohechem Emet, Hashem, your God is true." During the next prayer, there is a final kiss and a releasing of the tzitzit. There are prayers remembering our redemption from Egypt and the splitting of the Sea of Reeds, followed by the reiteration of "Mi Chamocha, who is like unto you?" And there is a unified saying of "Adonai Yimloch Leolam Vaed, the Lord will reign for all eternity." The congregation will usually stand at about this point in preparation for the Amidah. The congregation recites in unity the prayer, "Tzur Yisrael." This is done together so as to avoid having to say Amen at the end, which would only delay the beginning of the Amidah. The Tzur Yisrael prayer says, Rock of Israel, arise to the aid of Israel and liberate, as you pledged. Judah and Israel, our Redeemer, Hashem, Master of Legions is his name, is the Holy One of Israel. Blessed are you, Hashem, who redeemed Israel. Well, that's the full Shema. There's no way that we would try to cram all this much liturgy into one of our Sabbath morning services, but it's a valuable exercise to see it done once in a while, and I hope it provides some perspective, and thank you for listening to Worship Shorts.